Back to AM Jackson on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
At 9:35, 25 minutes now in front of 7 o'clock, and boy, bailing me out on short notice. We have John Willis in the studio with us today. John, hey, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning, Mark. Thanks so much for having me, man. Honored to be here.
Good. Well, did you have good Christmas, good New Year's,
We had a wonderful Christmas and New Year's. Able to spend some time with the family, get a chance to see all of the grandchildren. So we had some great holidays, man. How about yourself? How
was
your holiday?
Yeah, everything was great. You know, nice low key. Just how I like
it,
you know, for people like you and me, it takes a lot for us to slow down, you know?
Yeah, it does. But it's a good feeling, right?
Yeah.
Because, I didn't have my work phone on. I really just got a chance to get into it, you know, spend time with the wife and with the family, with the children. So I really enjoyed it. It was
good.
It was refreshing. So I feel renewed today.
Good. That's what the boss told us we needed to do is to get renewed and come back recharged.
Right. It does. Yeah. It gives you like a, you know, just a clearing there for a minute.
For sure.
It was awesome. Awesome.
Big event coming up. We've been talking about it for a couple weeks here. Coming up 1 week from today, really.
1 week from today.
Yeah, tell us about it.
Today, we have the MLKCIA, so the Martin Luther King Corridor Improvement Authority, their business and resource fair. That is on Monday, January 12th at the Martin Luther King Community Center. If you want some more information about it, we're going to talk about it today, but you can also go to mymlkcia.org. And it's a business resource fair. This is a wonderful opportunity for, first of all, those who are either aspiring business people or existing business people that need resources, whether those are technical resources, whether those are financial resources, whether that's planning, implementing any of those resources, as well as an opportunity for institutions that can help and provide these services to be there and provide these opportunities for businesses. So we've got everyone from Flagstar Bank, Huntington, American One Credit Union, True Community Credit Union, Best Practices Consulting, which consults on business planning and development, the Michigan Small Business Development Center, Michigan Women Forward, Black Ridge Consulting. We've got a lot of people coming in to provide opportunities for these businesses to do what they do.
All right, so it's more than just a type of event where people have their booth up and they're giving out tchotchkes. I mean, we've got not only networking, but we've got information and resources that are going to be kind of shared back and forth between the vendors and the attendees.
Right. So this is not just like you just come in and you pick up a pamphlet. This is hand-to-hand and face-to-face consulting with the business experts to whatever your needs are for a business, to sit down with a consultant for that, walk through what that looks like, walk through what's available to you, and help you get the resources that you need to be successful in business. So this is a great opportunity for the community. We're really looking forward to having it at the Martin Luther King Community Center through the corridor, and it should be just a great opportunity here.
Now, do you still have opportunities available for vendors to come in and have a table and be a part of this?
Most definitely.
Okay.
We most definitely do. So if you go at this again, that same page is mymlkcia.org. If you go there, there's an opportunity for either just general attendance or for business and vendors to register as well. And we still want, if you're a vendor, if you provide some type of technical assistance for businesses, we would like to have you there.
Okay.
It's very important that we provide great opportunities for businesses to be successful in Jackson. This is the MLK, the Corridor Improvement Authority, is in kind of an economic opportunity for development in that part of the city in particular.
Mm-hmm.
But we're opening this opportunity up for vendors from all across the county to come into and talk about the resources that you provide that you can help businesses achieve.
Okay. For those who want to attend, do they need to register ahead of time? Can they just walk up? How's that work?
You can walk up or you can pre-register. If you pre-register, that just lets us know you're coming and we make sure you have accommodations for you. But you are also welcome to walk in. Feel free to walk in and consult with, move around, and just discuss business opportunities that are available to you.
Okay.
Yes.
The MLK Corridor, is that's more than just MLK Drive.
Yes.
What part of the city is the MLK?
So let's do a little imaginary map here.
Sure. Let's roll it out.
Let's start at Franklin and MLK Drive, which is the old Francis Street, MLK Drive there, going down MLK Drive all the way to South Street, which is pretty much the end of the city limit right there.
Now you go
from Prospect Street, from Cooper Street, all the way down to 4th Street.
Okay.
And then went back to Franklin again. Oh, I'm sorry, Cooper Street down to High Street as well. So from South Street to High Street. And then on High Street, it takes a little jaunt. So it kind of goes down High Street around that area into the South Jackson, you know, where the kind of the Equality Trail area goes down in there.
Okay.
It goes down. It loops around King Center. goes back out, comes back out at Cooper Street, and then takes Cooper Street back up to Franklin around that
okay.
area. So all of that is the MLK Corridor Improvement Authority area.
And that's two wards?
That's two wards, Ward 2 and Ward 1, yes, sir.
Okay. So with this event coming up, is the focus on, you know, for those who are attending, vendors all over the county, but for
yes,
those
sir.
Who are attending, is it specifically for those in the MLK Corridor? Is it for those citywide? Or, you know, who should come?
Obviously, our focus is primarily the Corridor Improvement
right.
Authority area.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not shutting anyone off that wants to come and see about this opportunity. Our opportunity is open. If mm-hmm. there are businesses that are interested and that need that type of assistance, we're there as well. With this, the MLK Corridor Improvement Authority is still a part of the city of Jackson.
Right.
So we understand that rising tide lifts all yeah. ships. So whatever we can do to help grow any parts of Jackson, that'll help grow the corridor as well.
That was
well.
A Kennedy quote, wasn't it?
I'm not sure where. I heard it and I just stole it from somebody. So when you get my age, Mark, you've stolen so many things. You have the thing, did I make that up or did somebody else say that?
I forget where I remember.
I didn't make it up.
I forget where I remember stuff all the time. Great.
Yes, sir.
John
sir.
Willis joining us in the studio. Chief Equity yes, Officer sir. For the City of Jackson. Again, the contact information, what if people want to attend, if they want to be a vendor, best way to do that is?
The best way to do mm-hmm. that is go to mymlkcia.org mm-hmm. on the internet. But feel free to give our office a call at 517-788-4167, and we can talk you through or walk you through something. We'll be
okay.
glad to do that as well.
This is the fourth year for the event?
This
somewhere
is
there?
The... Is this the third or fourth? I believe it's the third year.
Okay.
I believe it's the fourth event, but the third year.
So this yeah. is usually when events are new... There's always that little bit of learning curve. But once
yes.
you get to the fourth and
most
fifth,
definitely.
Somewhere in there,
then you
hit your stride a little bit, right?
I would agree with that, Mark,
yeah.
1,000%. The first one we did, you kind of don't really know who's going to come, mm-hmm. what they're going to ask. Now you have a better feel for it. Now you have a better understanding of what you're going to provide. You have a better... You can better accommodate businesses and their needs,
okay.
as well as the vendors. We know what the vendors need when they come in, what type of information or questions they are asking, which is why the pre-registration kind of helps those businesses as well.
Gotcha.
So, yes, sir.
So what have you learned? I mean, what are some of the different things that will be a part of it this year than previous years?
Well, some of the different things we have right now, and in the past, like for our business consultants, maybe we had, like, you had only time reservations.
Okay.
You don't have slots for time reservations. Now, as you come in, as you walk around, you can speak to whatever business is available to speak mm-hmm. to you. You can wait your turn and have your questions answered. We also have learned to include different types of help providers. So in the past, maybe we initially had a couple credit unions and people like that in some
right.
banks, where we learned that the Michigan Small Business Development Center, they help businesses write business plans at no charge. And they come
okay.
in and they do these things. So we also found out a Michigan Women Forward, which I didn't even know what it was at the time,
yeah.
but this is a business that specializes in financing for small businesses
right.
and different things like that. And we learned of all the opportunities that our different credit unions and our different providers have. So now we have all of those coming in different sections with
yeah.
access to these businesses. We also learned that businesses have different needs. Some businesses that are already established, maybe the financial needs and things that they have just to help them move forward, are different than a business that's just acquired a building and maybe they need someone from our community development department
mm-hmm.
to sit down and have a pre-development meeting with them so they can start to work on getting that business to what it needs to be to open up safely for the public.
Can't emphasize enough how important it is to network.
Yes,
and
sir.
Some of the things that you had just talked about, your business might not be in that spot where you need this type of resource.
Yes, sir.
But eventually you'll be there.
Right.
And you'll
right.
have already met that person.
Yes, sir.
You know,
yes,
it's
sir.
Important. It's so
it
important
is.
To network and get
it
to
is.
Know people in and around the industries that that you live and work in.
Yeah, and that's crucial. To steal from Lee Hampton, every day you're interviewing for something. So even though you may not need that
yeah.
part, particularly right.
right
then, but you are meeting the people that can help you as you grow into what it is you need to do, and that can help show you exactly
yeah.
how to grow into what you desire to be.
See, you remembered that quote.
Yes. I remember that one specifically, yeah, because Lee said
wow.
that so much, so I do remember that one.
Not had Lee in here forever. I got to change
you
that.
Call him up,
I know.
Call him
I
up,
know.
Him you know
so.
He's pastoring full time
right.
now. So believe me, he's hard to access sometimes. But
I'm sure he's still playing basketball somewhere.
He's got a little butt ball in the hoop. I think he's got some sons that, you know, are
right.
pretty good ball players.
I'm sure.
I'm sure he's trying to sneak and stay in shape to be able to battle those boys, though. So.
Chief Equity Officer. How long have you been the Chief Equity Officer for the city now?
Oh, I believe it was 2019, 2020 when we first became the Chief Equity Officer for the city of Jackson.
What does that role entail for you? Like, what's the overall goal and purpose and mission for your office?
So I think to make it easily, the easiest way to do it is to explain what equity is. Nowadays, it's kind of like politically incorrect, especially if you say like DEI, put those three words together, that's like a negative. But understanding what equity is really pretty simple. Imagine, Mark, I walk into this room and there's 100 people there, and I bring in 100 shirts, one size fits all.
Mm-hmm.
That's equality.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got a shirt. Well, guess what, Mark? I'm probably not going to be able to fit one of those shirts.
You could, but it'll look really funny.
It would look really different. If the shirt fits my wife and fits me, that's problematic. You're not going to want to see my shirt. But if I walk into that same room and I have a shirt in every one size, that's equity.
Okay.
So it's the same thing. As the Chief Equity Officer, what we try to do is make sure our policies, make sure that our practices within the city of Jackson are accessible and equitable for all people.
Okay.
So that makes sense. Sometimes sometimes we may have a rule, we may have an ordinance, we may have something that causes a unintentional disparity or hardship to a particular group of people because we haven't reviewed that to make sure that it's equitable for all people.
Can you give us an example of maybe something that came up and before the council voted on it, you maybe had tweaked it or worked on it a little bit? Can you give us an example?
I think a lot of things come up. So even if you're talking everything from how do we deal with our homeless population in Jackson? Do we just write tickets and arrest people, put them in jail? Well, that's probably not. Well, no question about it. That wouldn't just be equitable.
Right.
But by the same token, you do have businesses, you have people that have concerns. So how do we address those concerns? So we look at best practices. So we'll go find a city similar in Jackson that had a problem. How did they deal with that problem?
Gotcha.
How are they dealing with that? So that's one of the different kind of things that we can happen. Even when we're talking about something as that happened with the city council in regards to assessments. When they were getting ready to do the MLK drive, I don't know if you recall that, we were able to have some conversations. Our mayor and our city council, they stood up and they said, hey, for this particular community, assessments would be a hardship that may cause people great disparities. So from my understanding is for the first time in the city of Jackson's history, they went and they did these streets having redone without an assessment being done there. So there are different things. The other things that we look at in totality that are not, it may not be as attention getting, but they're very important. It's things like our purchasing, the bids for purchasing policies.
Right.
How do we make sure that everyone has an opportunity to participate in that process? Is it equitable for everybody, or do we just have a thing, we've been doing it this way for so long, we only do this because this is the way we've always done it?
Yeah.
So the city of Jackson has been very deliberate in making sure that our policies are equitable for all people.
Right. Well, that's a really hard thing to overcome.
It is.
When you see it, no matter whether it's with government or, gosh, even here in McKibben Media Group, hey, that's the way we've always done it.
Right.
You know, and sometimes we aren't living in that world anymore.
That's right.
We have to work hard to overcome that sometimes.
Exactly. And people are always hesitant or sometimes honestly afraid of the change.
Right.
Who is, when you make a change, you don't want to cause a different type of disparity to the group that you're making that change to, but you do want it to be equitable for all. So people are sometimes uncomfortable when you start to talk about changing the way, well, it's always been that way. Well, guess what? Yes, it has, but it's always been causing a disparity for a particular group.
It might have been the right thing to do back in the day, but it's not anymore.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay.
So those are the challenges, but the thing for me, Mark, is I do, and some people may say even naively, I do naively believe that the best of Jackson are people that want to see everything be equitable for all people.
Okay.
And I really do believe that. I really feel with the city of Jackson that all of our departments that I've been able to work with have gone out of their way to have those conversations to say, hey, maybe we need to take a look at this. Or sometimes they'll call and say, hey, we're getting ready to do this. What do you think about this? So I think it's great to have the type of employees that we have in the city of Jackson, people who really care about this city and want to see the best and equitable access and all of the opportunities that we have in the city of Jackson.
Are there boards within that you oversee or something with the city? If people want to learn more, if they want to be able to maybe have a hand in helping out, what do they do? Is there opportunities there?
Well, most definitely. You can always reach out to us. Now, the city has actually just recently made they posted on our city website,
okay,
the boards that we need to fill.
Mm-hmm.
We have some seats. We have some opportunities that people need to fill. I know one is the Human Relations Commission.
Gotcha.
We're looking for some members and some seats to fill. So we would like for the public to be as active as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear people complain sometimes about, well, this person sits on three boards or that. It's like you're using people because they're volunteering. But we would like to see some new faces. We'd like to see new people as well reach out and apply for these boards and seats and different things like that. So if you go to the City of Jackson website, cityofjackson.org, and go to our boards and commissions and applications, they'll actually guide you right through the application process, give you an opportunity to work and grow with the City of Jackson.
Okay. Well, one more time, let's kind of circle back. Let's kind of end where we started.
Yes, sir.
Talking about the resource fair.
Most definitely.
Just give our listeners the elevator speech, the what they need to know about the event next week.
So next week, if you are a business in existence, if you are an aspiring business, if you are a person with a building you intend to turn into a business, there is a business resource fair at the Martin Luther King Community Center provided by the Martin Luther King Corridor Improvement Authority that will provide you access to vendors and technical assistance providers that will help your business be successful. That starts at 5:30 p.m. on Monday, goes from 5:30 to 7:30 next Monday. This is an opportunity you don't want to miss.
All right, very good.
Okay.
You know, I can't let it go without reminding our listeners that you and I were part of a dance competition.
Yes,
You were a close second. You were a close second.
Yes, yes. Mark was a listener. I was out there. I'm trying to be stylish, and I got my Detroit ballroom going. Mark comes out and starts boogalooing. Well, what am I supposed to do with that? he's breaking on me, he's popping and locking. Okay, got to concede that.
I can't do that anymore. John, as always, a pleasure. Good seeing you again.
I love to remind you of that as well.
We'll talk with you soon. Right. Thanks for being here.
Take care. Have a blessed day, man.
John Willis joining us, Chief Equity Officer for the City of Jackson. You're listening to AM Jackson on News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM.
Carrier has a complete line.